Siblings in Christ, I bring you greetings from the national setting of the United Church of Christ. Hola y bienvenidos y bienvenidas de la Iglesia United de Cristo Nacional Marco. And from our General Minister and President, Reverend Dr. John Dorhauer, as well as the Associate General Minister of Justice and Local Church Ministries, Reverend Tracy Blackman. It is our collective purpose to amplify the work that you are doing, support you along the way, and identify themes and trends of the wider story that bring us together alongside our covenantal relationships. I also bring you greetings all the way from Southern California Nevada Conference of the United Church of Christ, where this last week I was working with the ECLA Ecumenical Partners towards church vitality and justice on the border. With your consent, I will bring greetings from Rincon UCC to the next place I travel with the national setting. Is that okay by you? For beloveds, we are bound together in covenant, held fast to the other, even as sometimes we do not know how to honor the extent of our difference. It's in that strength of difference where the opportunity of discomfort and the holiness of Christ that that allows shines through, inviting us all to be part of the body with many parts. All of us have a vision of God. We have the opportunity to experience God in multiple ways. And sometimes Jesus reveals himself in high places with the shock factor and the awe and the wonder of joy, that diamond in Minecraft you didn't even know was there. Am I right? It is a collective experience of knowing God when we come together in covenant. We come from all over this denomination, and covenant holds us. I have the great privilege to travel and far and wide and meet people of the United Church of Christ. And each place I go, people are asking the same questions. How can we be church together and be the church in ways that go beyond the rules we've set for ourselves? Because this is the time, siblings in Christ, and I don't know if you've noticed, but church is changing. I'm going to say that again. Church is changing. It's not just here. It is all over the United Church of Christ. Who and how we are and who and how we experience God is shifting. People are finding sanctuary in all sorts of different ways, most of which is not church. See, I grew up in New England Congregationalism, the white church on the hill with the white people. I grew up knowing that I was loved and also hoping my church would be more vocal about that love. As a queer woman, I had a theological head understanding of how God loves me and felt it so very quietly inside the church. It was okay, but not too loud. It was okay, but don't alienate the big giver. It was okay, but don't make too many changes. You can be yourself as long as no one else is uncomfortable. You may recognize this kind of church because it's a familiar story in our denomination. Often you can know it where the programs become more important than the people we are called to serve. Comfort becomes more important than the gospel, and money becomes more important than the call of God in the world to show up. And then there is a choice to be made. Do not hear me wrong. I love my church. I love my church. And I am exactly who my church formed me into faith to be. And they are doing the hard work right now of deciding who they want to be going forward. The church that called me, baptized me, and ordained me is just like you in an interim time right now. Who do they want to be going forward? And for whom? Will they get comfortable and put themselves to sleep? Where will the building go? What will happen? Who would notice? Will they let go of their assumptions for the sake of the gospel? There are congregations like this all over the country, and there are all sorts of other ways of experiencing God. There are congregations centered in action, in contemplation, or in anxiety and panic. There are congregations who will not notice their decline until they are gone. There are vital church plants telling the stories of the gospel in new ways, churches full of people under 30 stretching to experience a way to find connection and act justly because of their faith. And we are in covenant with them together. We are in covenant with them all. This is our church. We are in covenant with Gilead UCC in Chicago. They meet in bars and tell stories of transformation and gospel. One measure of their success, because we measure what matters, don't we? One measure of their success is based on how many people they've helped move apartments in the last year. How have they helped people find home? Every service has profanity and holiness, swears and tears, stories and songs. There is no pulpit but a microphone. There is no offering but a text to give. The faith of the young people are centered. The elders are present, honored, held, shepherded in their discomfort, and teaching and learning at the same time. We are in covenant with the tiny church in Killingly, Connecticut, Westfield Church, United Church of Christ, who, despite a lack of energy, had enough faith to call an openly gay man as their pastor and then lean into the discomfort of all that he has done with this congregation. Those doors outside, God's doors are welcome to all. That was a project of Reverend Jonathan Chapman years ago. It's taken off. Because this church had the audacity and courage to call someone they didn't understand and journey with him. Now, 8 years later, that church is on the forefront of the town, reaching the people that no other church is bold to reach towards and being transformed in the process. Despite their fear, they didn't become the gay church. But they did become a church where transformation and liberation are bound together. And real welcome is felt beyond the rainbow banners outside. Even when they lost a few members, because they will, you will. If you do the work of transformation, you will lose members. They gained a firm future, more people, and hopes, hope for folks who literally have no other place to go. They transformed the outside, and then they chose to transform the inside. We are in covenant with Liberation United Church of Christ, a Black and queer home for many planted 10 years ago in Seattle, Washington, where the services include a care of community outside the walls, as well as a care of community within, with things like the Holy Week last words of Christ being spoken only by transgender people, or a washing of the feet where trans and women clergy are honored. We are in covenant with the United Church of Christ in New Orleans, where a historically Black congregation and a historically white congregation joined after Katrina to share resources and worship, where then they agreed that if someone was comfortable for more than 50% of the service, something had to change because somebody else was uncomfortable for more than 50% of the service. They agreed that authentic worship had room for God to pour in and disturb us. Or the UCC churches formed an ethnic community across multiple generations that then become the home for people coming into this country in culture and faith, and then deciding to open their doors and widen their welcome. Or the church is making the most faithful decision of all, realizing that they do not have the effort or the energy to do the work that needs to be done in their community, and that their mission becomes to prepare for what will happen when their doors close and their funerals have passed, believing that there is resurrection and that faith will continue even if they are not the ones carrying the message, that resources and legacy within community have been passed along to those who will continue a liberative voice of gospel. Beloveds, there are so many ways to see God and be transformed. There are so many ways to live faithfully into sanctuary. And because so many people find that place outside of church, I'm going to say that again, so many people find that outside of church, this is a minority place. Church has to be intentional. So I ask of you, what will you do when you have experienced God? What will you do when you know who Christ is on the mountaintop? What will you do when you have a choice before you? What will you do when Christ is revealed to you in your own words and in your hope for the future of Tucson? Will you be moved, pulling at the depths of your wisdom and call and taking a risk that you might not even now know what it is? Will you stretch beyond your imagination into the hope of all Christianity? Or will you hunker down, led by anxiety and fear, and the call to do things in the same way over and over and over again, until this church is but a memory in an empty building? Who is this church built to serve? Not just the building, which tells a story in its own use and disuse, but in the programs, the hopes, the dreams, the people who are centered. Who is this church built to exclude? What are the messages that are told without words? And from where do they come? What will you do after you have met Jesus? Will the brilliance of possibility blind you into an action? Will the declaration of God call you forward? When you are on the mountaintop, siblings and sisters and brothers in Christ, when you are on the mountaintop, will you have eyes to see all that is before you? Not making a decision is making a decision. I have seen too many UCC churches fold with inaction because they put off the hard conversations until nothing is left. I have seen it. I have prayed for them. I pray for them every day. No people, no money, no resources, no energy. Will this be you? I pray that you are faithful in your choice. I pray that you reach out. Join up. We are here for you. You are not alone. We'll be with you every step. And decide to make a decision. And it's okay, whatever that is. There is faith and there is gospel in every choice, if you choose to see it. I don't know what will be for you. Only you know that. Let me say that again. I don't know your future. You know it, and God knows it. But I pray that the voices informing that decision include the voice of God on the mountain calling you to notice, "This is my son, the beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." Do you hear the voice of God?
Do you hear the voice of God? What will you do?
You have a sanctuary here at Rincon. This is a sacred space. I have no doubt that in this very room, lives are changed, moved, and invited into deep growth and transformed. I have no doubt that this sanctuary holds a space for tears in the midst of deepest grief. Terror, when the messiness of the human condition becomes so apparent that we don't know where to turn. Comfort, when all seems lost. I have no doubt that that is happening here and now, and that lives are transformed. And I have no doubt that people show up because of that. In this very room, faith is challenged and confirmed, celebrated, and found once anew. I have no doubt that today in this sanctuary, there is one of you on the cusp of great joy in your life, ready to invite a community into celebration and excitement, tender joy and love. I have no doubt that there is one of you in this very room on the edge of divorce, terrified as to what is to come, finding health and healing and wholeness in this community, ready to catch your messy shards and help you rebuild. I have no doubt for you worried about your lack of finances after you're gone, and you, the teenager looking for love, and you, the young family mourning miscarriage, or you, the tender queer on the margins, realizing a welcome in this place. And you, the holder of history in this building, and the stories and the people and the places who have been transformed generation after generation in this place and in your lifetime, here in sanctuary together. And yet, God is calling for our collective growth. Past the rules we've made for ourselves, Christ is healing the world of our single-mindedness that we are the only ones deserving of such a sanctuary and pushing on the boundaries of what we even thought spirituality would be. The Spirit is encouraging us into a wilderness of transformation with these sparkling moments of possibility that we can pull from and bring into as we choose what will become. Here, in covenant and community with all of the United Church of Christ and beyond, in conversation with the incredible leadership of Reverend Seth, stewarding you through change, here with whomever will be called to lead you forward, this sanctuary will be honored and challenged. And dear ones, siblings and sisters and brothers in Christ, it is your job to pay attention. Listen to the beloved of God. Stretch your borders of sanctuary. And be ready for whatever is to come. Because we know that in that stranger is God. Amen.